Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Present Communion with Jesus. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. Spurgeon said, "The desire of a renewed soul is to find Christ and to be with him. Past communion with Christ is very well. Therefore, I will remember thee from the land of Jordan." Psalm chapter 42, verse 6. But these are only stale meats, and a loving soul wants fresh food every day from the table of Christ. A true loving soul, then, wants present communion with Christ. So the question is, tell me where you feed. Where do you get your comfort from, O Jesus? I will go there. Where do you feed your flock? In your house? I will go there if I may find you there. In private prayer? Then I will not be slack in that. In the Word, then I will read it night and day. Tell me where you feed. Wherever you stand as the shepherd, there will I be, for I want you. I cannot be satisfied to be apart from you. My soul hungers and thirsts to be with you. From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, The Church's Love to Her Loving Lord. There are so many pictures in the Bible about our continual reliance on God's presence. From the manna that was only good for each day, to Jesus teaching us to pray for our daily bread, to the vivid example of Christians being as dependent on Jesus as a branch is dependent on the vine. See Exodus chapter 16, verses 4, 5, and 14 through 17, Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, and John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. All of these mean that we need to constantly abide with our Savior. In my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, I spend two chapters talking to leaders about the need to rest, or Sabbath. In fact, I call it Sabbathing to give it the emphasis on the ongoing nature of this activity. I wrote, "Without building in Sabbath breaks, we run down emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and physically, which means loving God becomes a chore, not a delight." Mark chapter 12, verse 30. This, then, means loving your neighbor becomes nearly impossible. Mark chapter 12, verse 31. Ultimately, this means that we aren't able to be the compassionate, wise, strong shepherds that the sheep under our care need us to be. The goal of Sabbathing is to infuse more vitality into the shepherd leader for the purpose of pasturing the sheep under that leader's care. You cannot give hope to others unless you are hope-filled. You cannot give health to others unless you are healthy. You cannot consistently speak wisdom to others unless you are growing in wisdom. All of this healthy growth for the shepherd leader takes place while Sabbathing. To reiterate what Pastor Spurgeon said, a true loving soul then wants present communion with Christ. I hope you will always seek that for yourself.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out CraigTOwens.com.